Well, let's take a look at some of those sports happening locally over the weekend. First in boys golf at the Kemper Catholic Tourney on Saturday, the Atlantic boys were winners as they shot a 312 total. That's good enough for first place. They were 12 strokes better than Webster City. They came in second with a 324. Kemper Catholic was third in their own meet, shooting a 326. Spencer at 328 and St. Edmund at 331 round out the top five. Panorama, Carroll, Harlan, Shenandoah, Denison, Humboldt, and Storm Lake also participating in that meet on Saturday. For Atlantic, they had three golfers in the top seven as Nate Gifford placed fifth overall, shooting a 77, just ahead of his own teammate, Jake Olson, who was sixth with a 77, and Matt Gearhart placed seventh. Also, guess what? A 77, yes, on Saturday. Ben Reno also shot 81, Kyle Reno 84, Zach Stork 86 to round out the Atlantic boys' effort on Saturday. Also Saturday at the Wheeler Invitational at the Audubon Golf and Country Club. This is a girls' golf tournament. It was Audubon taking the title as they shot a 443 total on their home course. Second place went to Exira EHK with a 463 total. Tie for third, East Union and Panorama each shot 470, and Woodbine placing fifth. The individual medalist was Sierra Marshall of Woodbine. She shot the low round of 93. Jasmine Turner of Audubon was runner-up with a 99. J.C. Antofer of Exira EHK shot a 101 for third place, and Alexis Fabian of Audubon shot a 104. That was good enough for fourth place in that meet on Saturday. Also Saturday in high school soccer at the Creston Tournament, it was the Underwood girls winning the championship as they went 2-0 on the day as they beat Creston in the championship matchup 2-0 after knocking off Centerville 6-0 in the first game of the day. Creston beat Boone 2-0 in their first round match. On the boys' side, it was Creston winning the championship. The Panthers defeating Clarinda Academy 5-0 in the first game for both of those teams. Creston went on to beat Riverside 4-0 in the title match. Also in boys' soccer on Saturday, Lewis Central down St. Albert 3-0. Major League Baseball action yesterday saw Tommy Pham hit a couple of homers, including a two-run drive in the 14th inning. And the St. Louis Cardinals recovered after blowing a four-run lead to beat the Atlanta Braves 6-4 Sunday in a game heard here on KJAN. That completes a three-game weekend sweep. Pham's long home run in the 14th inning off Josh Colemanter drove in rookie Magarris Sierra, who reached on second baseman Jace Peterson's fielding error. Recalled from AAA Memphis on Friday, Pham had a career-high four hits and drove in three runs. Matt Carpenter had a first-inning homer for St. Louis as he went deep in all three games during the series, giving him seven home runs so far this season. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Miami over the New York Mets 7-0. Milwaukee beat Pittsburgh 6-2. Philadelphia topping Washington in 10 innings 6-5. Colorado beat Arizona 5-2. Cincinnati blanking San Francisco 4-0. Dodgers at San Diego was rained out last night. Interleague play, just one game, and it took a while. Yankees beat the Chicago Cubs in 14 innings in the wee hours of the morning by a final of 5-4. In the American League, Mike Clevinger and four relievers combined for a one-hitter as the Cleveland Indians beat the Kansas City Royals 1-0 on Sunday. Carlos Santana had three hits, including an RBI single in the fifth inning. That's a game's only run. Clevinger, making his first start in place of the injured Corey Kluber, gave up a double to Salvador Perez with one out in the fourth inning for the Royals' hit. He walked four and struck out five in 5 2/3 innings. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Toronto over Tampa Bay 2-1. Baltimore beat the White Sox 4-0. Boston pounded Minnesota 17-6. Houston over the LA Angels 5-3. Oakland beat Detroit 8-6. Seattle 4-3 over Texas. In Pacific Coast League play on Sunday, it was Memphis topping the Iowa Cubs 10-1. Omaha beat Salt Lake by a final of 6-1. Well, the Cleveland Cavaliers are the first team in NBA history to win eight straight playoff games the year after winning the championship. LeBron James poured in 35 points, and the Cavaliers completed their second consecutive four-game sweep with a 109-102 triumph at Toronto. James also had nine rebounds and six assists for the Cavaliers, who shot 16 of 41 from three-point range as they ended the Raptors' season. Kyrie Irving contributed 27 points and 9 assists in helping Cleveland earn its 11th consecutive postseason win since last year's finals. The Cavaliers will take on either Washington or Boston in the next round. It'll be James' seventh consecutive trip to the Eastern Conference Finals. Meanwhile, the Wizards have evened their series at two games apiece as they dominated the third quarter of a 121-102 win over the Celtics. Boston will host Game 5 on Wednesday in that series. The Rockets and the Spurs also were tied at two games apiece after James Harden scored 28 points and Eric Gordon chipped in 22 to lead Houston's 125-104 romp over San Antonio. That series resumes Tuesday in San Antonio. On the ice yesterday, the Nashville Predators are in uncharted territory as they continue their unexpectedly deep run in the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Predators have advanced to the Western Conference Finals for the first time by downing the Blues 3-1 in Nashville. The Predators have won 9 straight home playoff games since last season. They're 8-2 overall in this year's postseason. Nashville will take on either Anaheim or Edmonton in the next round. The NHL's other Western Conference semifinal series goes the distance. They'll have a 7th game after Leon Draisaitl and Mark Letestu combined for 9 points in the Oilers' 7-1 pounding the Ducks in Anaheim. Game 7 will be Wednesday night in Anaheim, with the winner advancing to the conference finals. In racing yesterday, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. earned his first NASCAR Cup victory by using a strong Ford engine to blow past Kyle Busch in overtime at Talladega Super Speedway. That was the first win for Roush Fenway Racing since Carl Edwards at Sonoma in 2014. Stenhouse started from the pole and won in his 158th Cup start. Runner-up Jamie McMurray was followed by Busch, Eric Almirola, and Casey Kane. In golf, Brian Harman made a 30-foot birdie putt on the final hole to win the Wells Fargo Championship and denied Dustin Johnson a 4th straight victory. Harman closed with a 4-under 68 for his 2nd PGA Tour victory. Johnson went from making the cut on the number to a 67-67 weekend and had the lead until Harman birdied the last 2 holes. Johnson was playing for the first time since missing the Masters due to a fall in his rental home at Augusta. Well, John Daly held on to win the Insperity Invitational. That's his first PGA Tour Champions title. Daly bogeyed the final 3 holes for a 3-under 69 and a 14-under total, still one stroke better than Kenny Perry and Tommy Armour III. And Faith Akakiti wants to live up to the expectations of a first overall draft pick. Winnipeg selected the 6'2", 304-pound Iowa defensive lineman, number 1 in the Canadian Football League draft on Sunday. That move wasn't a surprise, as the 24-year-old Brampton, Ontario native had already agreed to terms with the Blue Bombers before being taken. Akakiti said during the CFL conference call that being the first overall pick is a great honor. He says it does add a little bit of pressure because he didn't want to let any of his family or close friends down, or himself for that matter. He says his goal is to come in, be the best player he can be, and hopefully that's being an all-star in the league, and if not, then he just has to continue to follow God's plan for his life. A total of 71 players were selected over 8 rounds. Akakiti surged atop the draft board after 4 top prospects garnered NFL interest last weekend. Mississippi State offensive lineman Justin Senior of Montreal was drafted by the Seattle Seahawks before UCLA defensive lineman Eli Ankou of Ottawa, Manitoba, defensive lineman Jeff Gray of Winnipeg, and Laval tight end Anthony Auclair of Notre Dame de Penn in Quebec signed as free agents with Houston, Green Bay, and Tampa Bay. Winnipeg took Gray 8th overall. Ankou went in the 3rd round of the Ottawa Redblacks. Auclair was taken in the 4th round by Saskatchewan, while Edmonton selected Senior in the 5th round. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.